Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and we'll be in conversation this evening with musician and composer Don Barigiano. He leads the group Hegira, and Hegira has performed at many world music and international culture festivals throughout the Pacific Northwest, as well as New York City, Sedona, Phoenix, Colorado City, Cincinnati, Bloomington, and more. Don Barigiano studied music theory at Aiken High School in Cincinnati and attended the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music. And for 3 years, Don lived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, immersed in their culture, where he was an audio engineer with the Ministry of Finance. Don's longtime love of world music was solidified when he was invited to a private audience masterclass with the King's master musician Hamza Muhammad al-Bashir. When Don returned to the United States, he joined the Europa Troubadours and toured with them for 5 years. And in 2001, he moved to Seattle and formed Hegira. It's a pleasure to have Don Barigiano with us this evening. And Don, we have a special treat for our listeners tonight, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So why don't you tell us about a really heartwarming, inspiring story of the power of music?
Sure. A longtime Cincinnati fan contacted me and told me about her 9-year-old autistic son. She calmed him down by playing my Hegira CD. Now, for me to hear that was gratifying, knowing that what I do is healing as well as entertaining. So here's the gist of her note to me. I'm just going to read it verbatim. "Don, my 9-year-old son Bobby is autistic and has listened to the Hegira CD thousands of times in the last few years. He would put it on when he went to bed and set the CD player on repeat. Sadly, it started skipping and became unplayable. We have had several autistic meltdowns as a result. Listening to your music has mellowed him out every time. It's funny how he can listen to one song over and over, night after night, for as long as he has. He has a lot of sensory issues and has always been drawn to certain sounds and equally opposed to certain sounds of music. Most young children would sit and watch Sesame Street or Disney movies, but Bobby would put on Fantasia, stand in the middle of the room like an orchestra conductor while he watched and listened. And every time we would get in my van, he would want to put your CD on, and then at bedtime, if we forgot it in the van, we would have to put on our shoes and jacket and go out and get it. The music was very calming for him. When I could tell he was getting close to a meltdown, I'd put the CD on. Bobby was recently accepted to receive an autism service dog, which we're very excited about. Bobby is high-functioning and verbal, which oftentimes makes it difficult for us because he appears to be typical in certain situations, and then when he's triggered by certain noises or crowds or overwhelming situations, he can have a lot of anxiety and could even trigger a meltdown, which can cause a big scene where people don't really understand because they don't realize he's autistic. One of my favorite things about him is he has no sense of shame or embarrassment, so he would just get up and dance and move to music when he feels need and doesn't care what anyone thinks. I love his lack of inhibition, even though it has caused me much embarrassment. I've seen you performing several times in Cincinnati and bought 2 CDs. I brought my son with me to Sitwell's in Clifton. He had already been listening to the CD for some time when you played his favorite songs live. He thought that was fantastic. I like to expose him to many different things so we can learn to enjoy a variety of different types of music and culture. He now has a great appreciation of music, all kinds, and I believe it started from your CD. He also dresses up in many different costumes and becomes different characters. Rarely is he ever just Bob, but not typical little boy characters like Superman, Batman, or Transformers. He's a Scottish man in a kilt playing bagpipes or a German fellow wearing his lederhosen playing a didgeridoo. Never a dull day here.
I know you sent a response, of course, expressing your appreciation.
You know, at the end of every concert, if you're a musician, there's always the, hey, that really sounded good. Hey, I like this. And, but for him to have someone who listened to it thousands of times, and when I first met Bobby, I met his mom, and then she bought the first CD. Then she came back the next year. I was in Cincinnati, and she bought another CD, told me she had worn it out. And she brought Bobby. She had both of her hands on his shoulders and saying, "This is my son, Bobby, who listens to your music all the time." Well, I didn't know how to react to that. I thought, a little boy likes this, you know, odd time signature, odd scales. He finds something in it, but I didn't know, didn't realize he was autistic, so he could focus in on one little tidbit of that and become fascinated by it. So that's what got me.
You know, as a musician myself, we know that music has power, sound has power. Mm-hmm. It definitely can affect people, particularly emotionally. Since a lot of your music is in odd time signatures,
right,
it can have like a trance-like quality to it, can it?
I thought the same thing, and I was, maybe my ego wanted to know more. I was kind of pressing her to tell me, and how could she tell me what's inside his mind, right?
Uh-huh.
But she kind of said that she had thought the same thing, and she asked Bobby, and he said he kind of did a mm-mm kind of sound like when you're fed your favorite food.
Uh-huh.
So undaunted, I pressed on her, and he said he liked the balance, the tonal characters. He didn't use these words, tonal characters, right, of the guitar with the cello. And I thought, oh, yeah, because the cello is bowed, so it has a slow, like that kind of a sound.
Yeah.
The guitar has it's plucked, you know, tick, 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 tick. So the, what do you want to say, the balance of those two, I think he was attracted to that, and that it was in a different scale, and that it was a, the rhythms were their Middle Eastern rhythm. Just like someone likes Italian food or Greek food or Chinese, or I think it was kind of like for that. But for some reason, this music got to him that he, it always calmed him down from his manic phases.
You know, you mentioned scales and different kind of tonal vibrations. Is there something in those Middle Eastern scales, those modes, that have an effect upon us?
I play guitar that has frets.
Mm-hmm.
The only quarter tone scale that I can play legitimately is called Hejaz, that we Westerners call a Phrygian mode.
Yeah.
Phrygian mode in Western. So I play that, but I remember reading, you know, I was over in Saudi Arabia for a few years, and five times a day I heard that from the minaret, you know,
I like that same scale.
And when I came back, I did more research on it. You know, you go experience something, you try to figure out what the heck just happened. I did research on it, and they describe Hejaz scale as a freeing, like the desert wind that's one with the universe. It's a cosmic kind of call. And then I thought, well, maybe that's what he's hearing. You know, with my cello player, he plays a lot of different quarter tone scales, and I encourage him to play that in my music because it adds a lot of flavor to it. But I wondered, sabah is the dark moaning scale, which we don't play much of, but that cosmic one with the universe, you know, the Hejaz, we play that a lot. And I, same as you, I wondered, is that what he's picking up on, these nuances that are, it's incredible to me.
Well, I tell you what, we know that sound and vibration are powerful and have deep effects upon the nervous system as well as our emotions. And Dawn, I wanted to thank you very much for, you know, sharing this really, quite honestly, heartwarming story about the power of music with us.
Sure, my pleasure. I'm glad to.
For more information on Dawn Barragiano and his group Hejira, you can visit our website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Thanks for listening. I'm Ron Esposito.